on Thursday, how much will the starters play?
I'm anticipating about a quarter, you know, and then we'll substitute after that.
How about the quarterback rotation?
The quarterback, Matt, probably will go probably about a quarter, a couple series anyway. And then I want to see, give David Green a little more time, give him a chance to play. You know, when he's gotten in the game, we've had the ball on the 2-yard line. Hasn't been really fair, so. But he and Seneca will finish the game.
Will David probably get a first half series?
You know what? I was thinking about that, Mike. I really was. I haven't decided yet whether he will get that or not. There's a possibility. Yeah, I will do that.
What do you think about Jeff George going open?
Well, you know what? Bless his heart. He was great when he was with us. Didn't get to play, but he was great in the locker room, and I enjoyed having him here. And in over the last few years, you know, he's phoned Jim Zorn many times, talked to me a couple times, saying he could still play, he's ready, come on, give me a chance. So his mind's in the right place. It'd be interesting to see what happens. You know, he always could throw the ball and throw it very, very well. And but he's a little older now than he used to be. So we'll just have to see how that thing turns out.
Mike, what's the game plan for Robbie Tobeck's return?
Well, in all likelihood, I don't think he's going to play against the Raiders, but he'll be ready to play against Detroit.
Yeah, think he might be ready to start by then? Or?
Oh, yeah. He'll be ready for Detroit.
Did you fix pass protection in the last couple of days?
Well, we talked about it a lot. We worked on it. You know, we looked at the film, and you know, after the game, I'm always a little more emotional, particularly when we lose the football game, even in the preseason. If I don't think physically we've held up very well. The film wasn't as bad as I felt after the game, but still I expect a lot of these guys. So we have some new combinations we're looking at. It's a great teaching film. None of our quarterbacks got hurt. So, but we must be able to protect, and we know that. And so we work, you know, it allowed us to talk to the players about it. And we'll be better this week.
Do you think, with going to the Super Bowl last year, that there's any more susceptibility that players face to injury the next year? Some of the other teams that have gone to the Super Bowl have experienced that. Is there any carryover from that season?
You know, Dan, I don't think so. Your off season is a little shorter, but that's the only thing with the off season programs the way they are. In this day and age, I don't think there's any reason you wouldn't be in shape, certainly, and our guys came in good shape. To me, that would be a stretch, trying to make that point, yeah.
And then what would you rate a percentage of attendance at your
off-season? We had 80% for sure.
80%?
Yeah.
What is it? That's
a high? That's a high. We've had, I think it's been as little as 45% when we first started it, and then it's gradually built its way up.
Defense, we talked a lot of early in camp and what your expectations were. Has anything evolved over the course of camp as to how you feel about the defense kind of going into the season?
Well, I feel very good about our defense. I think we're going to have a strong, solid, sturdy defense. What has concerned me in the preseason is the long plays, just kind of the throw-em-up plays. And we seem to panic just a little bit at the end of those plays, and we've had two or three penalties. Our guys just have to settle down, run your technique, go up and try and make a play. So that, and, you know, the 3rd and 25s, the 3rd and 20s, the 3rd and 18s, the long conversions that are very, very difficult to get. People have gotten on us a little bit. And I think they're coming together nicely. Yeah.
Mike, if you identify for this game, what division
Well, you know what? I'm going to refrain from that, Jose, and I'm not trying to be cute here. It's just that the players read everything, you know? Mm-hmm. They really, and they listen to everything. And in fairness to the guys who are battling like crazy, I don't want them to think anything but how they're going to play in the football game. So it's a very competitive situation. We have a better football team now, so it's we have more starters in place, but as far as our depth and who we keep, they're still battling right down the wire, and I'd like to kind of keep it like that if I could.
Can a guy win a roster spot in this last game, or is it pretty much it's part of the process, or can somebody jump up and actually...
Oh, no. No, absolutely someone can. And, you know, there's some really close battles. And so how do you decide? And I think if someone were to have a spectacular game, and where you just say, hey, there's no way this guy cannot make the football team, that's happened. And it could happen Thursday night.
Are tight ends in that group at all? Do you see them being part of that group?
I guess you did. Is that camera on?
You know, the players all know that, though, and are thinking that. At the quarterback position, though, you can't think that way, right? Well, a guy like David Green, I mean, he can't go in trying to do everything sensationally, can he? I mean,
no, what David has to do, that's a good point, Mike. What David has to do is just play and show me he can manage the football team and play and make the throws. I would say be solid, not spectacular, because he really hasn't had much of a chance. We put him in the game at the end of games, and it's a little wild and woolly in there. You know, now hopefully, you know, he gets a chance to do some things and get a little time to throw and do some of the things I expect him to do. But he has to do that now. He has to be able to show me he's solid in those areas.
What do you still need to see out of Kelly Jennings before you really feel comfortable with
him? Kelly just needs to play. You know, he's a good cover man, and he's a courageous guy for not being a big man. He just has to play now. He's fine.
One more question on your offseason. How much of increasing that attendance is culture, and how much of it is, does stuff get written into contracts to help?
We don't do that, no. We used to, when I first got here, it was actually a little bit of a problem, I thought, because guys had things written into their contracts. They weren't all the same. It was a little bit of a mess. So we just said, we're not going to do that. They get a per diem. Everyone gets the same amount of money, you know. That's a league-mandated thing.
Right.
But I think it's... I think Kent Johnston and then now Mike Clark, they do a great job of encouraging guys, and they're well-liked, and they run a good off-season program. And then, quite honestly, the players know, unless your home is in Florida or New York or someplace so far away from here that it's hard, or if you're in school someplace. We had a couple guys in school getting their degrees. You know, there are reasons you're not involved in the off-season program, but if you don't have a good reason, and the way the team is going, I think the feeling is that they encourage each other, hey, be here, become a part of this thing, and that's what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long answer to your question, Dan. I think it's culture plays a big part of it.